With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. has seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president announced the vessel's seizure amid mounting tensions with the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro.
We've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, large tanker, very large. Largest one ever seized, actually.
U.S. officials say the tanker was seized by the U.S. Coast Guard with support by the Navy. On Tuesday, the U.S. military flew a pair of fighter jets over the Gulf of Venezuela. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A judge has ordered President Trump to end the California National Guard troop deployment in Los Angeles.
A federal judge orders the Trump administration to stop deploying National Guard troops in Los Angeles, granting a preliminary injunction sought by California, with the state calling it a victory. But the judge put the decision on hold until Monday. In June, the president deployed thousands of troops to L.A. over Governor Gavin Newsom's objections following violent protests. California officials argue conditions have changed and troops are not needed. The Trump administration says the Guard is needed to protect federal personnel and property and that they look forward to ultimate victory on the issue. I'm Julie Walker.
The Federal Reserve reduced its key interest rate for the third time in a row Wednesday, but signaled that it may leave rates unchanged in the coming months. Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed would likely hold off on further rate cuts in the coming months while it evaluated the health of the economy. On Wall Street, the Dow liked what it heard. The Dow was up by 497 points. The Nasdaq rose 77. This is SRN News. America's religious profile is unchanged.
The Pew Research Center reports that as of this year, 62% of adults describe themselves as Christians, down just 2 points from 2020. The percentage of people who call themselves atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion has stayed steady at 28% over the past 5 years, while the percentage of people belonging to non-Christian faiths is up from 7% to 8%. The poll suggests a kind of settling in the overall U.S. religious profile. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Catholic Archdiocese of New York says it will set up a $300 million fund to compensate victims of priest sex abuse who have sued the church. Cardinal Timothy Dolan says the archdiocese will pay for the fund by reducing its budget and selling off assets, including completing the sale of its former headquarters in Manhattan. This is SRN News. Pacific Northwest residents already dealing with widespread flooding are bracing for more of the same with another round of heavy weather on the way.
The first in what's expected to be a series of damaging storms this week triggered power outages, flooding, and school closures in parts of Oregon and Washington State. Drivers had to navigate debris slides and water that closed roads and submerged vehicles. Fire officials northeast of Seattle say crews used inflatable kayaks to rescue several people trapped by rising water. Forecasters warn the worst is still to come, with some major rivers expected to crest later in the week. Rich Thomason reporting.
Oil companies have offered $279 million for drilling rights in the Gulf in the first offshore lease sale in the region since 2023. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.